Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. And he should have been the preacher. It sounded like he had fire shut up in his bones. Amen. I've been relishing on the word of God that's been coming forth because it's been powerful and awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. And as the Lord gave me a message, it came to me during the time he was speaking on the 22nd chapter of Numbers. And it just burned in my soul. You know, it confused me how Haman just didn't get it. Amen? Amen. And we're not going to totally go into that. But at this time, I'm going to thank God, number one, for my... Amen. God has been good. He's just given me such a blessing in my children and in my husband. All of them, all of my children have been a blessing. I thank God for my daughter, Brooke, and my son-in-law, James, and the story. We were rejoicing in that story for him to finally see his mom after all of those years. Amen. And I knew that it troubled him for a long time. And we just prayed. We prayed on it. We put it in the hands of God. We knew that one day God would make it happen, and he did. And for that, we are so grateful. We thank God just for his blessings. As far as Brendan is concerned, he got prayer at the council, at the conference during the time we traveled to Hepzibah, Georgia. He got prayer, and he is getting better. We thank God. We're praying for the victory. Amen. The doctors couldn't do it, but God can do it. Amen. Who can do it? God can do it. Amen. God is able. We thank God for seeing Sister Debonet come back and go back. Amen. We just thank God just for how he's blessing us with all of the people here in the church. Amen. We just thank God for the blessing of the new church. Amen. It's happening, and it's going to happen. Amen. Amen. I thank God. I'm going to ask that you stand with me. We're going to start off. We're going to go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10. We're going to read responsibly. Amen. I will read first, you read second. Amen. And it starts, do we all have it? Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Therefore, I say unto you, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
In your feet shod with the preparation of
above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Altogether, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. May the word of the Lord be blessed. The word of the Lord is blessed already. Amen. Bow your heads with me for a moment in prayer. Heavenly Father, O God, we ask humbly, O God, we come unto you feeling so unworthy. Feeling so unworthy to impart your word, O God. Knowing, O God, that you're an awesome God. And I am nothing but your servant, O God. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless your word. Lord Jesus, help it to find a place in the hearts of your people. Make it food for their soul.
These blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When I thought about numbers, I'm going in and out, Pastor. Maybe I need to hold the mic. Pardon me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what I was talking about in Numbers, we're going to go to Numbers, the 22nd chapter, verse 17. Amen. We're going to come back to Ephesians, but we're going to Numbers, the 22nd chapter, verse 17. How many of you have been feasting on the Word of God? The Word of God has been rich. How many of you had a good time Friday night and felt the power of God as God came and visited us and a lot of chains were broken? Amen. I know that I felt the presence of God. Amen. It was so strong on me where the Spirit of the Lord was putting on me church in the midst of chaos. Amen. And I believe that at the altar call, a lot of people got deliverance during that time. The Spirit of the Lord was heavy and strong. And I believe that we're going to forge forth in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. We have the 22nd chapter of Numbers, verse 17. For I will promote thee unto very great honor. I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. Amen. The king of the Moabites is making this offer to Balaam, and this is not just a reward for giving a curse, but offering whatever Balaam wants, just for coming and making a curse. God is completely left out of this offer. Now stop and think for a moment, for Paul warned us that everything given in the scripture at this time was for a warning, right? Amen. He warned that we're living in the last days. We're in the final generation. And the time is coming upon us very rapidly that the Antichrist, another king, is going to set his throne above all the heavens. He's going to set his throne here on earth. Amen. And he's going to expect us to bow down and to worship him. I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but it's happening right now where the Antichrist system is already in place. The expectation is that we do what the system wants, and we're finding it out in our schools. The children have to learn this Common Core. How many of you are familiar with Common Core? Where they've taken and they changed the educational system to something complicated just to dumb down our children, to make them start to embrace the system of Antichrist. Amen. And they've done it as far as the pagan holidays are concerned. They tried to make the kids participate in Halloween. Amen. It's in some cases, when the kids didn't participate, they were penalized. They were sent to another room and disciplined. Amen. Amen. And Satan will be a tough ruler. He wants your soul. How many of you know Satan wants your soul? The scripture says that he has a desire to sift you as wheat. Amen. Amen. And what is the price that your soul is worth? That is the topic today. What price is your soul worth? Amen. What price will you be willing to pay for your soul? Amen. A lot of the martyrs across the world are giving their life for the gospel. A lot of people are being beheaded because they refuse to embrace the Muslim religion. They refuse to change their Christianity over to the belief of the Antichrist. Amen. And this is going to come a time, you know, that we're going to have to stand up for the truth. Amen. And I've got the young people writing essays on God is not dead. And Sister Janet came up last week, and she read her essay very, very beautifully. What she got out of God is not dead. And we have someone else that's going to be reading a little bit later what it meant to them, what they got out of God's not dead. Balaam claims to be this prophet from God, and this King Balak just has offered him anything in the kingdom to come and curse Almighty God and his people. We know that Balaam made the wrong choice, and it will cost him his life and his soul. Satan comes with his lies and magic. Amen. So that the Bible says that even the very elect shall be deceived. Amen. God has warned us that we have to prepare for these times. Our spiritual armor is our only protection. Each piece of the armor is set in place to protect us from those fiery darts of Satan. Satan is coming. He's coming to your front door. He's coming through your back door. And he's going to offer you all of the riches, all of the fame. And we know that's true because Michael Jackson is a prime example. He was offered fame and fortune, and what happened? He got it. All of the different entertainers have been offered. If they sell their soul to Satan, God will make them famous. Amen. We've got the situations going on with even the very elect right in our own denomination. Preachers of LA, amen. Preachers of Detroit, amen. These people are handling the word of God. They're handling God's word, but they sold out for the love of money. Amen? They sold out because they wanted the fame of this world. Amen. You've got the people that have caused many people to turn to God under their ministry that are now turning to the devil for fame and fortune. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the sixth chapter of Ephesians. Amen. Verse 10. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. To be strong in the Lord means that you are sure in your mind of the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. It comes from the things that we can do in the authority of Jesus' name. God's might is where all our power comes from. When we arm ourselves in the word of God, the word will set the direction for our lives. The word will open our minds to know truth from false teaching and false doctrine and the false information of man's traditions. Amen. When we get involved in the word of God, the word has every single thing that we need in order to be successful. The word will set us free. Hallelujah. The truth of the word, amen, will set us free. And if they're telling you something and it's not in the word of God, it's not true. Amen. A lot of the false doctrines are popping up all over the place. There's the doctrine of get your stuff now. Amen. Trying to get us to be caught up in filthy lucre. Trying to get us to be caught up in the ways of the world. But the word of God is going to be the only thing that sets us free. And in saying that, in Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need the whole armor of God. We are in the end times, and this is a fierce spiritual battle. And it's with Satan and his demons, and this spirit of Antichrist will be ruling the world. God will give these forces the authority to exercise and bring forth the fulfillment, the completion of his plan in these end times. How many of you know that we're leading towards that one world government? It's already in place. The one world government, the currency is going to change. Everything is falling in place for the one world government. And this is the system of Antichrist. Luke 10:18, you don't have to turn. And Luke 10:18, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. When the devil decided, Lucifer, he was the bright and morning star. He was the greatest angel of ever. He ushered in the presence of the Lord. Amen. He was the one that said, da-da, you know, and the Lord just came ushering in. He was bright. He was glorious. He had musical instruments built in his body. He was the one that ushered in the very presence of the Lord. Amen. But because he couldn't see God, how many of you know you can't see God? God is a spirit and you cannot see him.
And because he could not see God, he thought he could set himself up above God. And everything was about him. He said, I will set myself above the stars in heaven. And he got self-righteous and heady and high-minded, and it was all about him. How many of us know that sometimes we have to bring ourselves down, because sometimes we get lifted up in pride. We think it's all about us and nobody else matters. Amen. And God has to bring us down. Amen. He has to bring us down to a point where we recognize that God is the only true God. Amen. Jesus said that we have the power over all our enemies, and Satan will be our most fierce enemy. Now is the time to prepare for that battle. To learn from the scriptures what to expect in our generation and the events of our days. Jesus gave us the seven major events of the end times, and most of them are already done to us living today. The point is, when you learn from prophecy what to expect when it happens, it should not be a great mystery to you. In Matthew 24, it talks about when you see these things, the signs are all around us. The signs are in the heavens. The signs are in the earth. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. We've got earthquakes in a lot of different places. And when we see these things, we know that it's time is coming upon us. Amen. The wiles of the devil refers to the lies and the supernatural works and the deceitfulness he may use to bring down we Christians. The whole armor is all the protection that is necessary to stand against those lies and tricks. Without those protections, Satan will outwit you and I, and we will not stand. If we can't put on the armor of God, we won't stand. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you know, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, I talk to a lot of you all, and some things make you mad. How many get mad about certain situations? And we talk about taking it in our hands, and the number one thing I let people know, our weapons are not carnal. We're not fighting a physical battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle. And we need to fight a spiritual battle with a spiritual weapon. Amen? We need the whole armor of God. Amen. Much of this battle that we will be fighting against is not flesh and blood. It is not people you are around, but it is against hidden and deceitful spiritual powers. Satan is the prince of darkness, and spiritually, he controls the minds and actions of not only rulers of this earth, but all evil spirits. Amen. His helpers are the angelic beings that are fallen and rebellious. Amen. They've turned into demons right here on earth. They've given themselves over to Satan. Amen. Are you prepared mentally to do battle with them? Amen. Remember that this battle is not with guns and tanks, but with words and doctrines and concepts and ideas, which are the fiery darts that Satan will use against you. Amen. Daniel 8:23-25 tells us exactly how this ruler of darkness will come against us. And I'm going to ask you to turn to Daniel 8, the 8th chapter of Daniel, verse 23. Amen. The devil has all kinds of plans to come up against us. We have to be prepared spiritually to fight this battle, or else we will not win. Amen? Amen. And in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, the 23rd verse, it reads, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences, shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Satan's policies establishes the way that he fights, which is his methods of operation. His policies set the limits and goals for his full business of operation, what he will do and what he will not do. When Satan is allowed to have craft to prosper in his hands, refers to his ability that God will give him to do many miracles and wonders that he will do before our eyes. In other words, when you see those things happening that are simply not of this earthly realm, done for people's benefit, expected to happen, remember that Satan is supernatural, and God will allow Satan to do supernatural things to test us, God's people. In Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In other words, when Satan sits in his temple in Jerusalem and declares himself to be God, this is what Daniel and Jesus call the abomination of desolation. It's coming soon. Amen. This is going to happen, so expect it. Don't be blown away when you see it before your eyes. Peace is Satan's secret weapon. He's talking about peace everywhere. That's all you hear about is the peace talks going on. Everybody's striving for peace. Amen. Peace is the most powerful weapon used against God's people in this final generation. The hope and thought of peace is disarming for the Christian church and the nations of today. In the end, Satan will be broken without hand, because it will be by the two-edged sword from the mouth of Jesus Christ that Satan will be put in the pit. That same sword of the mouth of the Lord formed the worlds and put the stars and the sun and moon in their place. The point, though, is for us not to underestimate the power and strength of Satan and his forces. This is why we need the whole armor of God, so that we can stand against the devil. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. The evil day is just before the Lord's day, and on the day God's elect must prepare to face Satan and his rulers in the councils and synagogues with our full armor in place. Our breastplate of righteousness is our justification or authority for everything we say or do. That authority comes from the Word of God. The promises within the Word of God will protect you, but only if you are able to think for yourself. That wisdom is to direct our thinking that comes only from the Holy Spirit of God. Without that truth and willingness to submit and have God's Spirit to speak through you, you will not be able to stand in this spiritual battle. Remember that you are only flesh, and you are battling with supernatural. Your whole strength is in the Spirit of the Lord, and you have to submit to him. Ephesians 6:14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Your girt is your belt, amen? It is what holds your pants up. Amen. In the prison system, they take the belt off so the pants can hang down. Amen. And that's just ghetto. Amen. How many of you know that's ghetto? Amen. We need that belt, amen, to hold us, our pants up, and hold us through with what God has given to us. The Word of God, the promises of God gave to us for this hour, God's Word will keep you from flying in a lot of different directions. And again, the breastplate of righteousness is our justification or authority of everything that we say or do. Amen. Ephesians 6:15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There is only one true peace, and that is the gospel of peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of peace is the full plan of God that directs your feet as you walk in these last days. Your feet is what gets you around and helps you walk. And your shoes protect those feet when you do walk. There are no secrets in these final days, for every move that Satan in his realm will make is outlined in the plan of God. When you know where to go and where to walk, you avoid those paths and places that will cause you to stumble. Amen. I spoke on the woman, amen, that had no name. Amen. She was born from a place. She was born from people, the Canaanites. They were people that were vile. They were wicked people, amen? And so sometimes we find ourselves amongst wicked people, but we have a choice whether we go around them or not. And when we find ourselves in a place, in the wrong place at the wrong time, lots of different things can happen. Amen. And how do we get there? Our feet take us to that place. We have a choice whether to go there or not. Amen. Or to be influenced by the negativity of those people. Amen. And this is why we need to have our feet shod with the preparation of righteousness. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Paul is telling us, above all, more important than everything else, you must take the shield of faith. It is the shield of faith that is the most important of all your armor that will quench all those fiery darts that the wicked one, Satan, will throw your way. There's absolutely nothing that Satan can throw your way if you are sealed in your mind with the shield of faith. Satan's time on earth is for a little bit. And then, you know, we need to realize that he has no power over us. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? And then again, we need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Your helmet of salvation, it protects your mind. Amen. The sword of the Spirit is what you fight with. They come up against you with false doctrine. You give them the word of God. You tell them that God said he's able. God said he will deliver us. God said he will deliver the godly. Hallelujah. God said it in his word. He said it and we believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. The sword of the word is of God. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. We must push. Push means we must pray until something happens. We must pray until God moves that mountain. We must pray until God breaks that wall down. We must march around Jericho. And it doesn't matter how many times we march, we must march around Jericho until God makes it happen. And then when we all get together, the seventh time we go around, we have to shout, God is glorious. God is victorious. God can move the mountain. Hallelujah, and the walls will come tumbling down. We must say to our circumstance and our situation, be thou removed and cast into the sea. We must say, my God is bigger than your situation. My God can work it out. My God can make a way out of no way. How do I know? Because he's done it for me. He's done it so many times for me. He's done it for James. He's done it for Minister Simon. He talked about being in that storm and how the car went sideways. And he called on Jesus. And when we call on Jesus, over and over again, and I listen to the testimonies over and over again, and the thing that we all have in common is when Jesus showed up on the scene, Jesus spoke to the waves, Jesus spoke to all of our situations, he spoke peace into our situation, and God was right there, hallelujah, and he calmed the storm, amen. When we dealt with the banker over there when we dealt with the first banker, and he came to the church and he looked at the church and he looked at it and he said, isn't this too big for you? And my husband and I looked at each other. We knew we were in trouble at that point. And I just believe that he was a messenger of Satan. I believe that the devil was using him to come up against us and make us lose our faith. But we said within ourselves, we're going to pray until something happens. We're going to push. And then another acronym for that is praise until something happens. Don't wait till the battle's over. You've got to shout in the middle of your circumstances. end of that story is God has given us our church. Amen. Because we didn't give up. Amen. There were times when it seemed so hard. One door was being closed after another, but we didn't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up on your situation. When the doctor says that it's impossible, when the lawyer says, oh, I'm going to take you through, when those people come up against you on your job, when they come up against you on your job, we learn that there's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I had been going through a physical thing for a long time, and in the middle of the night, things would happen. My heart would flip around, and all of that would happen, and I would think, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. And I'd say, Lord Jesus, please help me. I'd wake up my husband, he'd pray for me, and then I'd be okay, and this would keep going on and on and on. I will tell you, I've got the victory over that. It doesn't happen anymore. God has given me the victory. Hallelujah. So many times I know that when we're in our midnight hour, that's when the devil plays upon our mind most. That's when he comes and he messes with our mind. He makes us think, you know, it's just not going to work out for you. I've talked to quite a few of you, and I know that the devil has played with your mind and made you think that it wasn't going to work out. But God, God, Almighty God, he has been there as a source, a shield. We've got to put our shields up, people. We've got to put our war clothes on. We've got a battle to fight. Hallelujah. And we're fighting a ferocious enemy, the enemy called Satan. I will encourage you not to give up. What is your soul worth? What is your soul worth? Is it worth a sleepless night? Is it worth travailing before the Lord? We need to use all of the weaponry that God has given us in his word, because God will not fail us. Amen? Amen. We need to get right with God, number one. Because in order for us to bring someone else to the fold, we need to be right with God. Amen? Amen. So we can come to him with a pure heart. A pure heart, saying, Lord, Lord, I surrender all. I want you to use me as a vessel. God is looking for people to be used in his kingdom. We have a harvest to reap. We have a harvest to reap. The Bible says fields are ripe. Harvest. Harvest is ready. It's waiting. Who's going to come into the vineyard and work? Amen. God wants somebody to work for him today. Amen. Don't be tricked by the wiles of the devil. Don't be tricked by his devices, and they are many. And he's trying to trick us up on all points. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to come before you. Like always, it doesn't always come out with the fire that God gives it to you at that time. You know, I was just burned. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, because I've been waiting for a message. I don't like to get up here until I have a message from the Lord. I don't like to get up in self. And I don't consider myself a preacher. I'm more a teacher. I write my thoughts out. So if I'm reading, please forgive me, but that's how I do. Amen. But I hope you receive it in the spirit that it was meant. We need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to be prepared. We're in a battle. It's a battle of our life. We need to fight harder than we've ever fought before. Amen. Because we need to win the prize. Amen. Amen. Lord, pray my mind.